The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, we had to call 911 last night because my mother couldn't breathe. Let me explain everything that happened. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So my mom was a patient at MD Anderson. She is now cancer-free. She's recovering in my house after a 14-hour surgery and a week and a half long stay at the hospital. She has a tracheotomy, which is the pipe in her throat to breathe. God. She cannot breathe through her mouth at this time. And she couldn't breathe, period, last night. So I dialed 911. Everybody shows up. And then my mom proceeds to text message the 911 people. My daughter is Dana Cortez. You should listen to her on the radio. I'm like, Mom! Mom, you can't breathe. I'm not kidding you. She's there like, and she's showing them her phone. Like, that's Dana Cortez. And meanwhile, they're like, who? And I look awful, horrible. I mean, like, I was crying.
Oh, yeah, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. Everything's going on. So, you know, first and foremost, thank God she's okay. Second of all, shout out to her hustle. That's what's up.
Yeah, emotional. I mean, stop. She puts on for the show.
Yeah. Like, you said you needed ratings.
And then on top of that, they were like, oh, whose turntables are these?
Swear.
It turned into a whole conversation about the radio show. And her mom's like gasping for air.
But this is the rate. You're listening tomorrow morning.
Between the mom and the EMTs, it sounds like the only people stressed out were you two.
Dana was by far the most stressed out person in the room.
I was. I started cleaning.
I had to stop her. I was like, this isn't the time to stress clean, Dana.
I was like, yes, it is. I need something to keep my mind occupied. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm glad that my mom's proud of me. She's always been one to do that. We lived in a really small town. She used to own a bar.
Oh.
And she would put, I swear, when I'd go home to visit her for the holidays, mother, she would say, Dana Cortez is coming to town on the marquee.
Hey. Oh, the bar.
What's up, dude?
We got to have a picture of that somewhere.
No, we don't. I burned them all.
I'm pretty sure I took a picture of it one time.
Them all. They're gone, honey.
That's
no way.
Dude. Marquee Dana. I love that, man. I love it. Making a big return home.
I was like, Fifth Avenue? Nah, yeah. But the bar in Pecos, Texas, all day. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Nacho Day.
Oh.
Who will be performing next to Dana Cortez? Yeah.
We had International Nacho Day.
Yeah, we just had International Nacho Day on the 21st of October.
Nachos invented
Nacho
by accident. Mm. Right? Guy didn't have much in the kitchen, made it happen. Now they're literally served all over the world. Absolutely.
Greatest mistake of all time. And we also have National Basketball Day.
Hey, shout out James Naismith, the creator of basketball. He invented it in 1891. He was a Canadian PE teacher. And he couldn't think of anything to do during the winter months. He was either because they were outside playing soccer or rugby. So he brought them into the gym and he took two beach baskets and a soccer ball and a lot of imagination
That's
and came
incredible.
Up with the game of basketball.
And now you get paid by the NBA. Yay, basketball!
And we'll wrap it up on National Men Make Dinner Day. Yes, no?
I try, but Dana doesn't like the way I cook. Anytime I try to make anything besides burgers or steaks, she's like, no, I got it.
I don't mind the way you cook. It's the cleaning.
Okay.
Last night, Otto attempted, before the fiasco with my mother, he attempted to cook for himself. There was smoke everywhere. The whole place smelled
crazy.
Burnt
the tortilla on the kamal.
Oh, no.
And there was burnt offerings everywhere.
It was just one little burning of a tortilla. That was it. A little cheese fell off. I was making a quesadilla, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's what I was cleaning when my mother couldn't breathe.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we're going to talk about getting dumped. And this story went viral. We're talking, let's call this man Michael.
Okay.
Michael is, he's a Gen Zer. And this is important because Michael got his heart broken. He got dumped. And so he goes to his employer and he says, I need some time off to get over this. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah.
Well, his exact words, I haven't been able to focus on work and I need a short break for 10 business days. 10 days.
10 days?
Did he get him?
The manager replied with, this is the most honest leave application he's ever seen, and he approved it. No questions asked.
Let's go. There it is, dude.
10 days? Yeah, yeah right.
What? Okay.
I get a day.
You know, I'd approve it with no pay. This is wrong. This is wrong for your mental. This is wrong for reality. It doesn't take 10 days to get over somebody. 10 days.
It could take 10 years to get over somebody, but you can't take 10 days off of work.
10 days of not doing anything could make your heart worse because you're just
dwelling
on the getting dumped. You're just in your bed eating Doritos and ice cream. How do I know this? I've been there.
Oh.
You need time to heal and you need activities. You need things to do. You need work.
To occupy
your mind. You need friendship. something, because if you're just, I don't know, sitting at home crying, you could, 10 days later, you're still going to be crying.
I mean, what kind of man is this guy anyways?
Let's not hate on him for
Otto,
I mean,
talk about it.
The man, I mean, he's got to be a real man. Compartmentalize that. Store it way, way deep down. Make yourself angry and more jaded so you can take all that baggage into the next relationship.
Take it out of your next relationship, exactly.
You don't take that baggage to the next relationship. You take it to the next generation. Shout out to him for having the brass to ask for that.
It wouldn't even cross my mind.
Kudos to the boss who gave it to him. If he feels as if he's going to be an unproductive team member of, you know, the said workplace, then yeah, I think he should deserve the days off. 10, that's a bit extreme, but hey, he asked, and, you know, closed mouths don't get fed.
You're putting all that on your coworkers? You got dumped it. I got to pay the price. Oh, I say find a new job. Your heartbreak has nothing to do with what I have to do right here. I've got work, too. I've got things going on.
We all have situations
we
going on in our lives.
We all have things going on. You can't take a break from life. This is life. Grow up, suck it up, and get your butt to work.
All right.
I need you. I am serious. I feel some type of way about
this. Dana is very passionate about this, obviously.
Don't come to me and tell me you feel bad. We all feel bad. I get it. A day, maybe even two. I understand that. But no, I'm not your mother. This is a place of business.
But it's all.
And you're putting it on everybody around you. We all got to pick up the slack because you feel bad. I feel bad right now. I haven't slept in days. Maybe that's why I'm taking it out.
I was like,
well, you know what? Fire him. I don't care now. I don't work with him. I don't give a damn anymore. Fire him. And we'll date his girlfriend too. We'll make this whole thing way worse.
Give me her. Yeah. Give me her Instagram. I'm going to hook her up with Anthony right now just because you want the 10 days. Who in their right mind thinks that they deserve 10 days off?
There are companies that offer unlimited PTO, and then you mix that in with
tell me so I can go work for them right now.
unlimited PTO?
Yes, dude. Yeah, my friend.
Oh,
actually,
God, please, she lives, let me know.
Oh, I'm not going to say the company, but she works in the STEM field, and it's a great job.
Oh, yeah,
job,
they got all kinds of money.
Of course, she's got STEM.
Yeah,
she's smart,
dude,
and educated. They can't find a lot of her.
Yeah.
They're going to give her whatever she wants. If someone throws you your order at McDonald's, just remember they might have been dumped. Give them some grace. Give them some grace. Okay, so question, how did you get over your last breakup? And did you take any time off from work? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How important is it to you that your person is clean? If they're real dirty, like, it's just, I'm sorry, but I think it can lead to a lot of disagreements, maybe even breakups, because if somebody's really messy, Otto used to be kind of dirty, but you're way cleaner now. I have to tell you, Otto, you've gotten so much better, and
I am a well-trained husband at this point.
What do you do in the bathroom when it's wet everywhere, in a public bathroom, when there's splashes everywhere? What do?
I clean up the sink because my wife taught me to do that.
He can't even help himself.
Making improvements on society, brother.
The other day, he was in a public bathroom, and he said, Dan, I came out of there. I was like, oh, my God, it's so dirty, and he cleaned everything. I said, yay! All right, so we have a caller on line one. Ashley, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How important is it for you, for your partner, to be clean and neat?
So,
here we go.
honestly, I think it's a half thing, you know, like if he can be picking up after himself and I do everything else, I don't care. I'm a very clean person, OCD. I pick up after everything. My house is usually always clean, but towels on the ground, towels in the bathroom, in the laundry bin, that's clean. Literally just leaves everything everywhere. It does bother me.
Do you say it bothers you?
But I don't get mad. Well, of course, but it's never changed.
Does he leave his socks everywhere too?
Oh, yes, socks. Oh, my gosh. His pants with his underwear inside, rippled inside.
Ashley, no. No, I hate that. That bothers me so much.
I know.
And I ask Otto, can you please clean your pockets out of your jeans? Can you clean the pockets out of your joggers? Can you? Sure.
Right.
And then I wash and there's just little paper stuff. I'm like, what in the world?
Receipts, Dana, receipts.
I know. Yeah, and I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it can be trying, especially because I have two boys as well, and they're still young. So I'm a pickup. I clean up all the time. Let me just say that.
Yes. Do you ever lose it, though? Once in a while, do you ever just go, help me? Not all the time, but just once in a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, I do. And you know.
Thank God, Ashley, because you were like, it's trying. Yeah. I was like, please don't tell me I'm the only one.
Oh, man.
Like, we'll be good. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like,
those mom blowouts, those mom crash outs, those are the funniest. When she asks you to help with something, you don't do it right, and then she yells at you for it. Oh, I have a flashback right now.
I remember as a kid, my mom chasing me around the house with a wiffle bat because I wouldn't clean up
my
room. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, really?
The wiffle bat didn't work. You're still messy.
She had a full-on freak out. She was like, I can't take you anymore.
Oh, my God. This isn't cleaning, but you just triggered a flashback automatic. I would always get yelled at for not taking the ground beef out the freezer.
Oh, because, yeah, you need to cook dinner.
Oh, my God. She would yell at me, Anthony. And I'd be like, Mom, we could just get pizza. And it never worked like that.
You know that that costs extra money? Yeah. We have good food in the refrigerator.
Oh, hold on. You guys are I'm going. No, stop the flashback. Stop them.
Ashley, thank you so much. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you,
Bye.
Ashley.
Love you, too. Have a great day.
You, too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have Brianna who's been holding on line, too. Miss Brianna, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Is it important for your person to be neat and clean and help out?
Yes, and I'm dying about, because I have so many things to say about this topic. But first of all, I do have a method for how the dishes go and how you do the cleaning of the dishes.
What's your method, Brandy? You have to tell us. What's your method?
I scrub them before they go in the dishwasher. And if the right side is for when I'm scrubbing, and when they're clean, I put them on the left side, and then I put them in the dishwasher. But that wasn't where I was going to lead the conversation.
Well, you're not OCD at all, but go ahead, please.
Well, I only heard that last part. So my husband, he met me when I had an apartment. We didn't have a child yet. And he was like, it looks like you live in a hotel. and so then he buys us a house because I'm pregnant and having our child. And it's a lot more square feet than my apartment was.
Right.
And he travels all the time. And he was like, can you please make sure, like, all the plants don't die? Take care of the pool and, like, mow the lawn and do the hedges. And I was like, our daughter is in swimming, softball, volleyball, and choir.
When are you supposed to do all this stuff?
Exactly. That was my point. I was like, no, I can't.
Did you get help? Were you able to hire somebody to come in and do the outdoor work at least?
No, he is like hard strung on if we are capable people of doing it ourselves, we do not hire someone.
I'm with him. You don't let another man mow your lawn. Not at all.
That is not good.
I don't have a lawn, but I get it.
If you have your kids in all these different activities, it's just really hard to balance
I'm a full-time working person, too.
Here I am on the radio telling you right now, you better hire somebody for that. Have your man call me, Brian, okay? Have your husband call the radio. We need to have this conversation. Hey, by the way, I love you. I'm as OCD as you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, I can't get down like that with the outdoor stuff. Otto can't even get down with that with the outdoor stuff. He's good at the trees and stuff, but we have a small yard for that reason.
I come from a family of landscapers. I would have to get out there and clean it
You
myself.
Have to do it yourself, right?
No, I'm saying that while I reside in a
studio. That's not fair.
I reside in a studio apartment, so it's all
you're like, I don't have to do anything, okay? I'm just telling you what to do. All right. Does it bother you that your partner isn't as neat and clean as you, but have you been able to change them just a little bit?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Brent Chapman went blind at age 13. He had some kind of degenerative disease, very rare. But I know that at age 34, he can see again 21 years later. And it's because the doctors put his tooth in his eye. It sounds like something made up, but it's not. Here's an excerpt from CNN explaining how this all went down.
Brent Chapman is able to see clearly for the first time in 20 years with the help of his tooth.
Seeing the skyline, differentiating the buildings.
He's one of just a few patients in the world to undergo a procedure known as tooth in eye surgery.
What? Tooth in eye is probably the simplest way to describe it, but the full name is an osteodontokeratoprosthesis, or OKP.
Here's how it works. The patient's own tooth, the canine or eye tooth, coincidentally, is extracted. It's then formed into a rectangular shape, and a plastic lens is fitted into it. The tooth is then sewn into the patient's cheek for enough that connective tissue grows around it, which is then used to help fix the tooth over the eye, holding the new lens in place.
I'm so thankful for doctors. People who are just curious. Let me see if I can do something with his tooth.
Like Dr. Frankenstein meets a tooth fairy.
Who thinks, let me just do something with his tooth, put it in somebody's eye, see if they can see now. What? Where do you even come up with this concept?
I don't know, but I finally read the article you sent, and they came up with this in the
1960s.
60s, Otto. In the 60s. Maybe they were on LSD or something, because why in the world? What
would ever even think of, like, hey, if I shave a little part of your tooth off and then I press it down and I make a hole in it, it's going to help you see better.
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Is that kind of the procedure, right? Because it's not like literally just putting like a chunk of a tooth in the eye.
It is.
Right?
So they put the tooth in your chin.
To grow.
Okay. And it grows like roots, right? Oh. It grows like little, whatever the guy said, like nerves and ends. And then they take that and they shave the top off. No, and they stick the tooth in your eye. No, they do that. So you're walking around with a tooth in your eye, but you can see.
Do you have to like brush your eye in the morning?
I'm sure they got some kind of eye drop, special eye drop for that. Yeah.
Brent, don't forget to floss your eye. Yeah. I don't know, but I just want to thank all the people in the world that are curious and would even think of something like that. Imagine how amazing he feels after that long, since age 13, having been able to see.
What a blessing.
It being taken from you, and then it's back with your tooth. Oh. And it has to be a canine. Which is called an eye tooth.
Wait, the canine is like the sharper one, right?
Yes.
Ma'am. All right.
Yeah.
They don't take the whole tooth. They just take a part of the tooth.
Take the whole tooth.
Oh, they...
They took the whole tooth, Otto, and they planted it in his chin, and then they shave it
down.
There's
clearly no medical professionals
in doctors here.
Not in here.
I've been hanging out at the hospital a lot lately, but that doesn't make me a doctor.
We just tell you something about something.
And play an excerpt from the news.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Post Malone 100% performing at the Dallas Cowboy Thanksgiving game. He's the halftime performer. But what very famous artist is rumored to be joining him on that stage? I'll tell you after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Emma Stone celebrating her birthday.
Hey, all right. Post Malone, you know, he's going to perform at the Dallas Cowboys game. Dallas Cowboy Thanksgiving game. It's a tradition. It's one of the most watched NFL games of the year. I didn't know that.
Yes, dude. Watching the Cowboys lose and a good Thanksgiving is the best way to celebrate it.
Whatever. We're going to the Super Bowl in February.
That being said,
but
Post Malone is performing. We know that his dad worked for them. Like, he's a Dallas Cowboy fan. He's from that area.
I think he's done Thanksgiving before, has he not?
I don't think so. Oh. No, not that I
know he's done some Cowboy games.
No, for sure. I mean, yeah, he worked there with his dad. He's like, I was in concessions. Well, rumor is that Taylor Swift might join him on stage.
What?
Because they're playing the Chiefs.
Ooh.
The Chiefs are at Dallas. So
the Cowboys are losing for sure. But the crowd's going to win because they might get to see Taylor Swift too.
I don't believe it. I think it's a lie. I think it's a rumor. I think it was, I don't know who started it, but I'm here to squash it. And the reason I believe that it's not true is because she was on Fallon, the Tonight Show, and he asked, hey, why haven't you performed at the Super Bowl? Are you going to join Bad Bunny? And this was her answer.
I am in love with a guy who does that sport on that actual field. Like, that is violent chess. That is gladiators without swords. That is dangerous. Wow. I am, the whole season, I am locked in on what that man is doing on the field. Can you imagine if, like, he's out there every single week, like, putting his life on the line, doing this very dangerous, very high pressure, high intensity sport? And I'm like, I wonder what my choreo should be.
Like, oh my gosh, honey, let me have one thing.
I think we should do two verses of Shake It Off into Blank Space, into Cruel Summer would be great. And this is nothing to do with Travis. He would love for me to do it. I'm just too locked in.
I love her honesty. She's funny. And she's real. She's like, I'm watching my future husband, the future father of my children. You think I'm going to do choreograph when he could be getting hurt? Football is a violent sport.
I think she's going to do it, though, because her and Post Malone had that song called Fortnite together, and it was a pretty big record. You guys don't remember that record?
That one. No, she's going to have to do State of Aphelia if she's going to perform that at all.
The Fate of Aphelia or something else. But no, I don't think I'm not seeing it. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, the Thanksgiving halftime show is not as big.
It's not the Super Bowl.
So I can see her.
And I can see Post Malone sharing that stage. He's a nice guy.
You still think, Anthony, at this point in time, after what she said, that she's going to join Bad Bunny on stage? You said that for the Super Bowl? Yeah.
No, that's definitely out the window. I don't think so, for sure. I think now that she's going to wait for Travis to retire. He has maybe a couple more years, and then she'll pop back out and do it. Maybe after she has her first kid.
Maybe. So. Oh, that'd be so amazing, like Rihanna did.
Yeah. Or, remember? I mean, what about Post Malone? He could do the Super Bowl at this point, too.
You're right about that.
Well, right now, baby steps, okay? It's the Dallas Cowboy game first.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Charlie Sloth is a radio personality across the pond, and he was talking to Cardi B, and he asked her this.
Would you rather be stuck in a lift with Donald Trump or Taylor Swift?
Ooh, What did she answer? We're going to play the rest of it after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
All right. Emma Stone celebrating her birthday, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay. So, again, this BBC radio personality, Charlie Sloth, asked Cardi B this. Her answer threw me off.
Would you rather be stuck in a lift with Donald Trump or Taylor Swift?
Donald Trump?
Yeah, for real?
Hell yeah, so I could annoy the shit out of him.
What would be the first thing that you said to Donald? Yo, Donald!
You are his Do you hate my skin? Do you hate that I'm successful and a minority? Guess what? My parents are immigrants. Guess what? My parents are immigrants and they ain't going nowhere. Are you so upset that I got money and I'm not white? Yeah.
She just went on and on and on. You know, Cardi B, even when she talks about politics or whatever, you can't help but laugh. Even if you hate what she says, it's the way she says it. She is herself.
She's a character is what she is.
She's a character. Only she could get away with something like that. And like I mean what I say, no matter what aisle you're on, it makes you laugh because she's so silly. And she's unwavering in who she's always been. If you watched her back in the day on Love & Hip Hop, she's the same person.
I actually met her makeup artist from Love & Hip Hop this past weekend. And she said that Cardi B has not changed since
not even a little bit, Anthony.
Not at all. And my favorite thing about that Cardi B clip just now is that's the best I've heard her sing in a long time. Carry that note, Cardi.
And I don't know. I mean, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but her and Stefan Diggs made the announcement they're having a baby boy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I know that he's had his past and whatever the case is. It looks different here. He's on his hands and knees and he's just, you know, he's holding her belly and he just says he feels so blessed and honored about all of his children, but he's just very happy in this moment and I'm happy for her.
There it is. His team's winning, so let's keep it positive.
Okay.
She says that she's his good luck charm.
Girl, stop doing that. Because then when they don't win and you're there, everybody's going to blame you.
All the fans are going to be like, get Cardi out of here.
Yeah. I just love her sincerity. And, you know, one of the things you talked about the makeup artist, Aunt, she still takes care of all of her family, everybody. Oh, wow. When she did a Vogue, it's 100 questions with Cardi B. Vogue does this. Or it might be 50. I can't remember. I don't know. Either way, they pulled up to her abuelita's house, her grandmother's house in New York. She still lives in public housing. Oh. And Cardi's like, I have begged. I have pleaded. I have tried. My grandmother said, this is my house. Esto es mi casa. And I'm not going anywhere. So she's happy there.
She's comfortable there. I get it.
And also Cardi says, you know what? It keeps me grounded. Because she does not hide. Like, this is where you're from, girly. Don't forget it. So shout out to Cardi B for making us all laugh today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.